Individual, please.
Item 1118, request of Randy Gregg to address council regarding downtown food carts.
Caroline, I'm sorry. It looks like the subsequent two individuals would like to come up as well at the same time. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Sure.
1119, request of Brett Burmeister to address council regarding threats to Portland's lively and internationally renowned food cart scene. And 1120, request of Daniel Huerta to address council regarding food carts.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Brett Burmeister, Portland native, and I've been tracking and writing about the Portland street food scene, the food cart scene, for now for 10 years. Been recognized both nationally and internationally as essentially a food cart expert and an ambassador. Portland's food cart scene is the envy of the world. In downtown Portland alone, there are 130 food carts available any given day throughout the year to feed both Portlanders and tourists alike. In juxtaposition, there's one McDonald's and zero Burger Kings. 130 small businesses, family businesses, and taxpayers. Throughout the city and suburbs, there are almost 1,000 food carts operating in the Tri-County area, according to Multnomah County records. The largest food cart pod at 10th and Alder, with 55 vendors, may close within the year. 55 small businesses that will either close or be required to move. Travel Portland notes that food is the number one reason tourists visit Portland. And food carts are a large part of that, according to yearly surveys. Every year, I personally provide food cart tours in downtown 3 to 5 times a week for tourists. Additionally, I partner with Travel Portland to show both national and international media the food carts for both print and other forms of media, including TV shows and blogs. This summer alone, I did food cart tours for Mexican, Japanese, British, French, and Australian journalists. The world knows about Portland's food cart scene, and they know it well. Food brings people together. The reason we have farmers markets, community gardens, food carts. We create community space. During the summer months, around 10 to 12,000 people walk the sidewalks around the food cart lots. By comparison, around 5,000 is the average for many other blocks in the city. Every day, food carts in downtown bring people together and create community space. Portland's food carts are as integral to the culture and fabric of the city as is Saturday Market, Washington Park, Forest Park, the Rose Festival, and Pioneer Courthouse Square. We need to do something to change how we're going to manage food carts moving forward, as it's an important piece of why Portland is Portland. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Morning.
My name is Daniel Huerta. I am the co-owner of Churros Locos. Back in early 2013, due to budget cuts, I ended up losing my job. After I lost my job, I was at a crossroads with what was next in my career. So my now wife and I, at that point, decided to start a food cart. April of that year, we were open for business. We ended up securing a spot in front of what now is Providence Park during a Timbers home game. Fast forward to 2015, organizers of the World Street Food Congress, along with Brett Burmeister, invited us to bring our churro-making expertise to Southeast Asia, Singapore. There, we were among 25 vendors from 12 different countries. We proudly represented Portland as a world-renowned food cart city. We did so well, and everything went so good for us in 2015 that the organizers invited us for their 2016 edition, this time in the Philippines. While in Manila, we again represented Portland and the U.S., as we were one of two mobile food cart vendors from the United States. After coming back from the Philippines, we were featured on CNN News, Huffington Post, Univision. We were top 10 dessert trucks in America. We were ranked number 4 in the United States. Oregon Bread Magazine featured us as a top dessert caterer here locally in Portland. You know, my wife and I, we travel around the world, and almost everywhere we go, when we tell people we're from Portland, people respond, "Wow, Portland really has a great food scene." A major part of that scene are the great food carts that we have here in Portland. We can think of Ibla Mediterranean Grill. The owner, Saeed, is a hardworking immigrant from Syria. He started with one small food cart and now he has a restaurant, and he has 6 mobile carts around the city. Jaime, owner of Tamale Boy, is another Mexican-American Portlander. He actually started selling tamales out of the trunk of his cart. Now he has 2 restaurants, 2 mobile carts, a location at the PDX airport, and a booth at the Moda Center during the basketball games. Nong, from Nong's Kamangai, is also an immigrant from Thailand. Their cart is an original cart at the 10th and Alder lot. She serves some of the best chicken rice outside of Southeast Asia. She now has 2 restaurants. We are just some examples of mobile vendors that have emerged from food carts to showcasing what Portland's scene really has to offer. As children of immigrants, our parents instilled in us hard work and dedication. And I stand here in front of you, fully dedicated to advocate and preserve food carts and also the street food alive here in Portland, because it's truly part of Portland's identity. The Block 216 project will displace 55 of downtown's 130 food carts. Downtown food carts will become endangered species if we don't have a plan of action. And I think now is the time to act sooner than later. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Back when I was editor of Portland Monthly, we devoted a whole issue to food carts in Portland in 2010. As you know, the movement was really born of the recession. It was the only downtown retail sector that actually grew during the recession, and rather dramatically, filling various surface parking lots. But food carts also became a really important urban regenerator, essentially creating the ground floors of future buildings around the parking lots, but also turning places like O'Brien Square, a.k.a. Paranoid Park and Needle Park, into a nice place to have lunch. It was absolutely transformative. I was working next door during that time. But the parking lots where the food carts have thrived are now poised for development. That's natural. 216 will displace more than a third of downtown's food carts, possibly as soon as September. And some are already closing due to uncertainty. Inevitably, downtown food carts will become an endangered species. This is the Goodman's Blocks and their future plans. Now, the Alder Street food cart pod is particularly important because of its proximity to the West End, which is really the cluster of the best downtown, local downtown retailing, with Powell's and the Ace Hotel and Polar and great businesses like that. And so to lose that is going to lose an essential ingredient of this district. But we can change the story with a kind of bold, simple, thrifty move that Portland is renowned for. We can not only save the food carts, but I think we can actually grow them. So we wanted to introduce you to an idea, the culinary corridor. And it's a pretty simple idea. It's basically, as the planners call it, tactical urbanism at its best. Basically, what we propose is creating a corridor of food carts along the Midtown Park blocks between Director Park and O'Brien Square by simply repurposing a few parking spots. The area is currently a retail dead zone and has been for quite a long time, actually. In the last 20 years, I know when I was at the Oregonian, I wrote about 4 different plans for the Midtown park blocks, none of which produced the kind of festival streets that were imagined. And, doing this doesn't have to be made difficult. We are proposing a fast-track task force and a feasibility study of 9th Avenue from O'Brien Square to the South Park blocks, with a pilot program for a single block. And that could happen anywhere along there. It could also happen at O'Brien Square, if some portion of O'Brien Square can be reopened. I know there's a group sort of working on that idea. The culinary corridor could connect the West End shopping district via the Midtown blocks to Travel Portland, which is taking root in Director Park with a new meet-and-greet center. And this is how retail works best in downtown. It connects destinations through lively urban trails, the Pearl to Powell's to Travel Portland to the Cultural District. I'm going to take a couple more minutes, if you don't mind. Pioneer Courthouse Square, we installed some new food carts. It's been a tremendous success and has added to our bottom line about $100,000 a year. The culinary corridor would need a similarly careful approach as we took there, but it also needs to be real, authentic, and grassroots. So we imagine intermingling brand names, but also work with Mercy Corps Northwest and Prosper Portland to possibly create a microfinance program. That's how the early food carts got started, courtesy of Mercy Corps Northwest. If it works, the culinary corridor can expand. If it doesn't, it can go away. Research is needed. The private sector, I have talked to a number of people who are willing to step up if the city will step up too, particularly if O'Brien Square is included into this. The time is to act now. Otherwise, the national and international headlines are going to be high-rising downtown Portland loses its street food soul. Jeff Miller and Travel Portland is solidly behind this. I have a letter from them, and we hope that this can take root. We think it's a great idea and could really preserve this wonderful culture for downtown Portland.
Thank you. It's an exciting concept.
Thank you.
Very exciting concept.